Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. We have a host of issues to deal with this morning. So much going on in the world, so let's get right to it. Let's start with Israel's response to the attack by Iran on Israel, and now an Israeli attack on Iran. It was a measured response, I think designed less to do military damage than to let Iran know that if Israel chooses to respond, they can. Israel was able to go into Iranian territory. They were able to hit targets, non-nuclear, in Iftisan, and they were able to make the point very clearly that they indeed have the ability to strike back. Iran has already announced that they are not planning to retaliate. This in stark contrast to the Iranian foreign minister on CNN who said, if we're hit, we'll hit you back instantaneously. But indeed, Iran is not doing that. And there's a reason. They understand that the Israelis have superiority, that they can, in fact, inflict great damage. But the Israelis have chosen to respond, as they said they would, but to do it with restraint, so as not to cause an escalation. Of course, we're early in this tit-for-tat, and a lot more may yet develop. But as of this morning, as of this recording, it appears that the tensions will not grow, will not expand. We have to look and see what Iran's regional proxies, the Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, and the Houthis doing whatever they plan to do. This is all very important because the question of stability in the Middle East seems out of reach, but escalation is what everyone wants to avoid. I want to make a quick comment now about what happened at Columbia University yesterday, where people were out demonstrating for Hamas. And I think it's very important to note that nowhere in the demonstration at Columbia University was there any effort to condemn the attack in Gaza, in Israel. And there was no attempt at all to condemn Iran's attack on Israel. Let us understand very clearly that the demonstrators at Columbia University had only one intent, and that was the delegitimization of Israel. Indeed, I would suggest to you the removal of Israel from the map. And that's something to think about. I want to deal now with domestic American politics because there is a drama taking place in the House of Representatives. We are told that before Saturday, there will be a vote on the House floor on aid to Israel, aid to Taiwan, aid which could go and should go to Ukraine. This is really a challenge for Speaker Johnson, who has risen to the occasion and has decided to break ranks with the far right of his party, the Freedom Caucus. What the impact of that will be on his future is a real question. And we will see how Republicans vote on Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. All of these issues front and center. Let now deal with the campaign of 2024. Yesterday, the siblings of Bobby Kennedy Jr., six of them, stood on a stage and endorsed Joe Biden for the presidency. They wanted to make clear that they are Democrats, that they support Joe Biden, and that they oppose their brother. It doesn't mean they don't love Bobby Kennedy Jr. as their brother. It means that they are making clear that they don't agree with his policies. For the Kennedy family, this was a major break. And I think it's important to note that Kathleen Kennedy, who made the address supporting Joe Biden, embraced Biden and had the full support of her family. This is an important moment because yesterday, Bobby Kennedy Jr. qualified for the ballot in the state of Michigan. Now, remember that as Bobby Kennedy Jr. qualifies for ballots, the question will be, who is he taking away votes from? Is he taking votes away from Trump or from Biden? Clearly, the Kennedy family is rolling into action to ensure that Democrats understand that Bobby Kennedy Jr. does not speak for the Kennedy family. It's an important moment in American politics. And another very important moment, the trial of Donald John Trump. We now know that a jury has been seated, that one alternate has been selected as of my recording of this broadcast, and there will be at least four more selected. What does it mean? It means that President Trump is going to be on trial in a criminal court. He's complaining, and we talked about this yesterday, that it is persecution. I would suggest to you it is prosecution. And so Donald Trump is now caught on the horns of a great dilemma. What does he do? Does he testify? Does he not testify? And how much evidence will there really be in the case of Stormy Daniels? These are going to be fascinating days ahead. According to what we are hearing, if the alternates are seated today, the trial will begin on Monday. And so we will see the spectacle of a former president of the United States of America on trial in a criminal court in New York. High drama, no doubt about it. And there is another issue which we need to deal with. That is the threat to the Democratic National Convention, which will be held in Chicago in August. The threat is that there will be mass protests and that the convention will be disrupted. I want to remind all of us what happened in 1968 when the chant was, "The whole world is watching." Indeed, the whole world will be watching what happens in Chicago in 2024. And let us hope that the protesters, who have a right to protest, do it in an orderly fashion and not in a fashion that will disrupt the Democratic National Convention. I say this because, well, that chant from 68 is ringing true today. The whole world is watching. And in the meantime, we are going to watch the drama unfold of Donald Trump attempting to choose a vice presidential running mate. We will have more to say about that in the days ahead. But the most important single thing to note is we're taking a weekend off, and the politics of the world is going to continue to grow and smolder. And we will on Monday have much to talk about right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman. Have a great weekend, and I want to make sure that I remind you to give you thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along. Let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or colleague, so we can continue to grow and expand, which, as I remind you each and every day, is our goal. You can interact with me on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and I appreciate your comments. And my special appreciation to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoger. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running each and every day. I will be back here on Monday. So will you. And thank you all. Let's see what happens this weekend.